This was the last remnant of a great community of reefs which lined the Tanan Strait and the southern Negros, most of it long destroyed by dynamite fishing. Now this last survivor, preserved for a generation by devoted experts, has been devastated.
Willoughby Cott, voiceover. Now we can see that goal again as we ride on Settler's shoulder with our world's exclusive As the Sportsman Sees It feature. You can see the line of defenders ahead of Stedler pushing forward as he approaches, expecting him to make a pass which would leave Kramer offside. But Stedler instead heads away from the wing into deeper midfield, beats one defender, then a second. The goalkeeper doesn't know which threat to counter, Stedler or Kramer, and here you can see the gap Stedler spotted, opening up at the near post, and he puts on a burst of acceleration and shoots! And now, thanks to our world's exclusive infield imaging technology, we are riding with the ball as it arcs into that top corner, and the Beijing crowd are ecstatic!
Simon Alcala, voiceover. Coming up later, we bring you more exclusive behind-the-scenes pictures of Russian Tsarina Irina's visit to a top Johannesburg boutique. And what was Madonna's daughter having done to her nose in this exclusive Los Angeles cosmetic surgery clinic? Our world paparazzi, we take you into the lives of the famous, whether they like it or not. But first, here's a general assembly we'd like to see more of. Lunchtime yesterday, UN Secretary General Halliwell took a break from UNESCO's World Hydrology Initiative conference in Cuba. Halliwell thought this rooftop garden was secure, and she was right. Well, almost right. The roof is covered by a one-way mirror. It allows in the sun's soothing rays, but keeps out prying eyes. That is, everyone's eyes, but ours. Let's go on down through the roof now. Yes, through the roof. And there she is, certainly a sight for sore eyes as she enjoys the filtered Caribbean sunlight au naturel. Despite the mirrored roof, Halliwell is cautious. You can see here she's covering up as a light plane passes overhead, but she should have known she can't hide from our world. As you can see, Mr. Gravity has been kind to our sec-gen. Halliwell is as much a knockout as when she shimmied across the stages of the world all the 40 years ago. But the question is she still all the original Halliwell? Or has she accepted a little help?
9. The Agent. When the FBI caught up with Hiram, Kate felt a rush of relief. She had been happy enough to be scooping the world, but she had been doing that anyhow, with or without worm cams. And she'd become increasingly uncomfortable with the idea that such a powerful technology should be exclusively in the hands of a sleazy, megalomaniac capitalist like Hiram Patterson. As it happened, she was in Hiram's office the day it all came to a head. But it didn't turn out the way she expected. Kate paced back and forth. She was arguing with Hiram, as usual.
For God's sake, Hiram! How trivial do you want to get?
Hiram leaned back in his fake leather chair and gazed out of the window at downtown Seattle, considering his reply. Once, Kate knew, this had been the presidential suite of one of the city's better hotels. Though the big picture window remained, Hiram had retained none of the grand trimmings of this room. Whatever his faults, Hiram Patterson was not pretentious. The room was now a regular working office. The only furniture, the big conference table and its set of upright chairs, a coffee spigot, and a water fountain. There was a rumor that Hiram kept a bed here, rolled up in a compartment built into the walls. And yet there was a lack of a human touch, Kate thought. There wasn't even a single image of a family member. His two sons, for instance. But maybe he doesn't need images, Kate thought sourly. Maybe his sons themselves are trophy enough.
So, Hiram said slowly, now you're appointing yourself my bloody conscience, Ms. Manzoni.
Oh, come on, Hiram. It's not a question of conscience. Look, you have a technological monopoly which is the envy of every other news-gathering organization on the planet. Can't you see how you're wasting it? Gossip about Russian royalty and candid camera shows and on-the-field shots of soccer games. I didn't come into this business to photograph the tits of the UN Secretary General.
Those tits, as you put it, he said dryly, attracted a billion people. My prime concern is beating the competition, and I'm doing that. But you're turning yourself into the ultimate paparazzo.